Herr Raue, vielen Dank. Wir werden auch später dann in der Diskussion noch mal auf das eine oder andere zurückkommen. Wir kommen nun zum Bereich der internationalen Impulsen. We will now come to the next chapter of our program, International Impulses. What happens around Germany in Europe? Which impact will that have on our strategy, on our rollout? A warm welcome to Patrick Hannon, the president of all DAB since a lot of years, I think 8, 7?
It feels like 7, it's 5.
It's 5, okay. Patrick, your keynote is titled Interoperability and the Trilogue on Our Way to Digital Receivers in Europe. Patrick, the floor is yours.
Okay, thank you. And I'm sorry that I'm not addressing you in German, but I hope you can understand me quite well. So I just want to give a quick overview. I've understood a little bit of what you were saying earlier on about the discussions that are taking place in Brussels about receiver regulation. So I just want to give our perspective as to what's happening. So basically, just to say a little bit about World DAB, just to make sure everybody knows who we are. We've got over 100 members from all parts of the radio ecosystem. And I think this is a really important point because very often we talk to broadcasters or we talk to manufacturers or we talk to the car makers. But actually, we represent all those different stakeholders. And a very important message when we're talking to Brussels is to say that actually, if you want to make this work, digital radio across Europe, you need to have the support of all those different players. And that's what World DAB is all about. We encourage collaboration across the radio ecosystem, and we're currently seeking EU support for the development of digital radio in Europe. And we've been engaging, realistically, we've been engaging with the EU for about 3 years. So the messages that we deliver to the Commission and to the Parliament and indeed to the Member States have to be very simple and very clear, because a lot of, you know, these are very, very busy people. They're dealing with telecoms. They're dealing with all sorts of different issues. You know, radio, they know radio, but they don't necessarily know the detail. So we have to give them some basic facts. First of all, 85% of Europeans listen to radio every week. Secondly, radio is the medium most trusted by European citizens. And in a world that is increasingly dominated by tech giants, radio needs to have the room to innovate if it's going to remain relevant in the 21st century. So simple messages, but that's what we're about. And of course, as we all know, the problem with analog radio is the spectrum is full. So there's no room for innovation. And that's where DAB comes in, DAB Plus. Basically gives the listener greater choice, better reception quality, enhanced traffic information services, and very, very important to the political decision makers, it's free to air and there's no gatekeeper. So we're not relying on a middleman to disintermediate the broadcaster from the listener. So the second message we deliver is that DAB is becoming the European standard. So if I go back to 2010, really there were only 4 countries that had any meaningful DAB services. That was the UK, Norway, Denmark and Switzerland. But if you look at the map today, what we see is, and it really started with Germany, 2011 when Germany launched, but then Netherlands in 2013, Italy in 2014. That gives you a backbone of digital radio through the heart of Europe. And now we've got expansion both to the west in France and Belgium, and increasingly the early steps to the east. So there's various trials, various services on air in Poland, Czech Republic, Austria, Slovakia, Hungary, Slovenia, Croatia, and the most recent is Greece. So we can see this expansion. And actually, one of the things we want to do is to make sure that at a European level, we help support that expansion, particularly to the east. You know, in a way, it's okay for the wealthier nations, but those less developed nations, it's a bigger challenge to launch digital radio. So we have this expansion, but a fundamental issue that we have is the fragmentation of markets. And just to give you, there's only one slide, but it's just to give you an indication of how different countries are progressing at different speeds. So Norway, UK and Switzerland, the vast majority of new cars come with digital radio as standard. But if you look at the other markets, I mean, Germany, I mean, I'm glad Germany has moved up into second place. You know, 39% of new cars now have digital radio. But you can see Netherlands is second, Denmark, Italy, France. Most new cars don't have digital radio. And that creates problems, first of all, for anybody who wants to launch digital radio, because you don't have an installed base. And secondly, you've got a very specific problem, which if you're in a country, if your car doesn't have digital radio and you drive into a country that has digital switchover, your radio isn't going to work anymore. Simple. So against that background, over the last 3 years, we've been talking to the Commission. We had stakeholders from 11 different countries have written to the Commission asking for support for digital radio. To be honest, until recently, we had very limited response. However, in the last 6 months, we've seen really important developments. First of all, in December, Italy passed a law that will require all new receivers, both consumer and automotive, to have digital capability from January 2020, number one. Number two, France. In January 2018, the CSA, who are the regulator, declared that they're starting later, but they have a rollout plan which will mean that 20% of the French population will receive DAB Plus before the end of this year. Now, the reason why 20% is significant is that France already has a law that says when 20% population coverage is achieved, then all new radio receivers, consumer and automotive, need to have digital capability. And then finally, as we've heard from at least one, if not two of our speakers, we have the German Grand Coalition for TRAG, which highlighted the importance of having the receiver interoperability regulation both in Germany and at a European level. So significant developments. And when we're talking to the EU, we try and make, the basic question is, well, why is this important? Or what are the benefits of regulation? So I've broken them down into four areas. Number one, receivers. Very simple. All receiver, if you have regulation, then all radio receivers sold within the EU anywhere will work anywhere in the EU. And that will deliver economies of scale, which then will lead to lower prices. Secondly, for consumers, well, we know the benefits, choice, clearer reception, new data services, all of which are free to air. So it's a strong consumer benefit. Third, there's the economic argument. So that's a boost to jobs, growth, and EU technology. It's worth saying that it's European companies that on the global stage are leading the whole development of this market, both from a broadcasting point of view, but also from a technology point of view. And then finally, for traffic and emergencies, the delivery by DAB Plus of those enhanced information services provide a really important public good, not only at a national level, but also at a European level. So I said that we hadn't had much response. Well, things changed in October of last year. Basically, the European Parliament proposed an amendment to the European Electronic Communications Code, and I'll read it out. Any radio set put on the market within the EU shall be capable of receiving digital and analog terrestrial broadcasts. But they put a qualification in, and that qualification is this shall not apply to low-value, small consumer radio equipment or products where radio is purely ancillary. So basically they're saying for cars and for the majority of consumer radios, all these devices should have both analog and digital terrestrial. They make an exception, and we think this is a sensible position. They've made the exception for the low cost devices because they don't want to make the consumer, those receivers under 20 euros, unaffordable or impractical. And just to be clear, I mean, I think a lot of people don't understand the difference in cost that is required to add DAB Plus to a radio. Basically, it's $3. So if you're selling a device at under 20 euros, that $3 is significant. But if the price is over 20 euros, actually that $3 is affordable. So that's the position of World DAB. That's the position of our members. I mean, some members would like us to be stronger. They would like us to have the same laws as they have in Italy. But we're saying, no, there is, it is sensible to compromise. These discussions, as we've heard, are now in the trialogue phase between the European Parliament, the Commission, and the Member States. Several countries are supportive of regulation, and I've put up here EG, because all of this is quite fluid, but Germany, France, Italy, UK, Netherlands, and Belgium are all supporters of regulation. I've also heard Slovakia, Slovenia, and Cyprus. You know, so there are a number of countries that are for it. There are others that are less enthusiastic. Some of those countries that don't have DAB+, Finland, for example, you know, they are, you know, understandably are less interested. So we need to find a way of working with them to reach an agreeable, sensible solution. But I think the key point is that you want radios that are sold anywhere in Europe to work anywhere in Europe. So we're engaging with MEPs and the Commission, and then through our membership from you know, 104 members, working with them to influence the member states and to make sure that people understand what it is that we're asking for, why we're asking for it, and why it's achievable. And that is the key one. That's really the key one. So to sum up, DAB+, as we've heard, is established as the core future platform for radio in Europe. Market development is slowed by the lack of receivers with digital capability. And this, you know, we've seen this, we've seen this in Germany, but it's an even bigger issue in Eastern Europe. EU regulation can bring benefits to consumers, broadcasters, and society, but we need that critical mass of member states if we're going to be successful. Vielen Dank.
Patrick, only one question. How important would be the rollout and strategy in Germany for DAB, for your negotiations in Brussels and in the other parts of Europe? Is Germany the driver?
Germany is really, really important. You know, it's obviously not the only country that is being active, but there's no doubt. If I, going back to that map, there were four countries originally. Germany joined in, and that really was the catalyst for the rest of Europe. But Germany has to be a success. And I can remember having conversations with some of the people in this room when we first started out in 2011, 2012, that progress was really difficult. And actually, one of the things we've done is to learn the lessons from the experience in Germany and make sure that other people, and it's interesting, when Netherlands launched, you know, they were able to learn from some of the mistakes that, that Germany made, and were able to do it much more successfully. So then when we talked at the regulatory level, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, Germany now is probably the country that's most enthusiastic and most proactive about regulation. And it's interesting. I talked to, you know, for example, the UK, for example, the Netherlands, and they say, look, we support this. We are in favor of it, but we don't want to be in the lead. And I suppose for the UK, that's understandable. So it's really important that that Germany does take a leadership position, because other people will follow. We've seen that France and Italy have already got their own national laws. So it's important that Germany provides that focal point for other people to follow.
Thank you, Patrick. Okay. What can we learn, or what can the other learn from us? But what can we learn from Norway? Well, be our next speaker. Yes, my good.